Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
If you are the man that's, I mean, I guess you could look at it both ways. One could say if you had nothing to do with it, you certainly don't want to make it look like you had anything more to do with it if you really didn't. So you'd have some interest in deleting that stuff. But at the same point, going and deleting that stuff, it certainly makes you look like you're trying to hide something.
Oh, without question, you know, from the prosecutor's perspective, they're going to look at that deleted material. That's likely destruction of evidence. Usually that's a felony. And yeah. So they're going to try to link up IP addresses, locations, user accounts, that kind of thing, to identify who did the deletion. And then if it's David, that's obviously shows consciously guilty and that he's trying to hide something. If it's one of his associates, perhaps they attempt to go after that person criminally, turn that person into a government witness against David. Now, if you're on the criminal defense side, perhaps there's an argument that, hey, he's this highly publicized, you know, big deal. He had this promising career coming along. There's this dead girl with which he had nothing to do. We need to do some PR optics work here to try to distance him from that, which isn't the same as saying he committed the crime.
No, it's not at all. The optics are important. I always, you know, I feel like nothing's ever really truly just a coincidence. You have someone here who has matching tattoos with a victim that's in his trunk. You have the body in the trunk of the car. You have a music video where he's putting a body in the trunk of the car and depicting death and murder. And there's also lyrics referencing Celeste, allegedly, out there as well. This doesn't look good. I don't know how you piece around. I don't know how you, if you are defending David, and we're certainly not even anywhere near that yet, considering there's been no charges made as of yet. I would imagine there would be at some point in time, unless something clear comes out of this. All those pieces on the surface, that's going to make pretty much everybody go, you had something to do with this person's death, would it not?
Tony, let me throw something out there, and Eric, tell me if I'm absolutely bonkers here, but could there be somebody in his circle that is so envious or jealous, and this is just the perfect setup?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I think both of those are important points. So one, yeah, and of course, are very suspicious circumstances here that seem to implicate David. On the other hand, you know, like I was sort of alluding to, if there was someone else who was the culprit, who perhaps could have even been in this circle, these are all just allegations at this point. And they wanted, you know, they became obsessed or they became involved with a minor and something bad happened. Maybe it was a drug overdose. Maybe it was something else. And they said, gosh, I got to cover this up. And I got to get myself out of the crosshairs of the law. One way to do that is to pin it on or put the body in the vehicle of somebody else and say, oh, look, it was actually this David guy who has this tattoo and he's written a song about her allegedly.
Yeah.
So there are some ways to kind of look at it where could it have been a frame job? All of these things are, I'm sure, being investigated by defense.
And it wouldn't be a far stretch for that to happen by any means. I mean, if you are envious of him, if you have some sort of issue, whatever it may be, well, he's pretty much set it up. He's very, very performance art based. If anybody has looked at any of his work and things like that, you know, it's very cryptic. It's very mysterious. It's not just like in your face, you know, rap or anything like that. In fact, he's more R&B than he is rap, but it's very art-based. It really is. And if you were to be on the inside of this circle, you know what's coming out down the road. You really could frame this to make it, I guess, the most morbid, horrible art piece where an actual person is dead in his trunk after he has the music video that portrays it and all of that. I guess right now, this early into an investigation where everybody is certainly looking at David, should we be looking closer, or should the investigators be really focusing more so on the circle around him than David himself, or put some extra resources where you may not think to, because this could be a great time for somebody to slip away into the night as well.
Oh, totally. And you know, what we have, Tony, is we have this, David was very young. I think he's like 20 now or
yeah.
So. Yeah. And so he's this young star. He's gaining popularity. He's gaining a lot of money. He's doing these nationwide tours. You're going to come in contact with some vultures. You might come in contact with some folks who are unsavory people who are just looking to capitalize on their own interests. And so, you know, could those folks have some sort of nefarious involvement that doesn't involve David? Perhaps David, you know, his team might argue was involved in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and maybe he had an inappropriate relationship. But that doesn't rule out other potential culprits who could have been involved in Celeste's death. And I think prosecution is going to have to do a good job of ruling that out. Otherwise, there's going to be alternative suspects all over the place.
Do we know if he's... Right now, we haven't heard a whole lot about what's going on with him in this investigation, other than they've seized some property. Do we know if he's cooperating with investigators or anything of that nature? Obviously, he's not charged, so he's a free man as of this recording.
You know, I've got to imagine at this juncture, law enforcement has reached out to him and asked him for an interview. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, I think it's likely he's probably lawyered up at this point. I haven't read any reports showing such an interview. That would be really the metric by which we would determine whether he is cooperating or not. And perhaps I've just missed those reports. But
yeah.
But I'm not aware of any sort of like sit down, in-depth interrogation of David. And the fact that that hasn't come to light leads me to believe that there could be some measures on David's behalf to try and protect him legally, such as not agreeing to an interview, although I don't have any conclusive information one way or the other.
I mean, that could be dangerous to go and do an interview right now, even if you do have nothing to do with this, because the evidence is very much pointing one way. And if they want to put him in a box, if he did not do this, it would be fairly easy to do at this moment in time if you have a very zealous prosecutor. You know, and rightfully so, to try and get information. But if he's innocent, we just don't know enough yet. We have no cause of death as of this moment, no suspect name, no charges filed. Could they be waiting for the medical examiner's information? And in something like this, where the body is in a trunk and decomposed and really in a bad state, how long could that be until we get some information here? And I wonder if we're going to get, we could very well easily get an inconclusive cause of death, unless there's like a bullet to her head, which we don't know. You could just have a rotting body and no real understanding of how that person died. How long do you expect to wait before we hear some sort of charges filed against someone in this sphere?
You know, in autopsies that are clear cut, it can take a matter of days. On ones that are more complicated, there's decomposition. There aren't any witnesses to how she died. It can take weeks or months. We look at the Barry Morphew case out of Colorado, where I practice, and they found the body of Suzanne Morphew, but it took a long, long time before they were able to issue a report. And they only were able to do so because of a toxicology analysis of her remains. You know, here, if Celeste, God forbid, had some kind of toxicology result, that only makes it more difficult for the prosecution, because defense can say, hey, you know, there was other stuff going on in her life, and I have no indication that would be the result. But I'm just talking hypothetically about how these sometimes play out. Could be weeks or months before we get a medical examiner report, and that report might not shed a whole bunch of light on what happened.
I would imagine nobody in their right mind thinks that putting a body in your trunk is going to then abandon a vehicle is not going to lead to some sort of charges against you. But I guess that's the question: is was he that stupid if he did this? I mean, he's 20. Everybody's young and dumb at some point in life, and the weird one you can go with, this is a really morbid art piece and he's ready to go away to prison and this is just part of it. The other is the framing end of it. It would be insanely stupid. It is an insanely stupid move of what they did, because it wasn't like the car was just parked overnight. It was there. It was towed because it had been abandoned. So that being said, it feels like somebody wanted this car eventually to be found with the body in it that was connected to him. That was either David, who is basically saying, come get me, or it's somebody that wants someone to go get David. I feel like it's one of two things. It doesn't feel like this body was sitting there and, well, we're going to transport it, we're going to bury it someplace else. It seems more like, well, this is the resting spot. We'll see what happens when they impound the car.
It's a critical point, because sometimes when evidence comes out, it can be so convenient for the prosecution. It's too convenient that the killer would butcher a 15-year-old and just leave her in the car to be found in a public area. It's not like the car was in the woods or something, or lit on fire. It was sort of like, hey, when you guys find it, here's what I did. So I think that's how the defense is going to look at it. Prosecution might say, hey, look, he's 20 years old. He thinks he's untouchable. He thinks he's above the law and could do whatever he wants. He went on tour and thought this would just maybe go away, and 20-year-olds make dumb decisions. But of those two arguments, one seems more realistic than the other.
Yeah. And when your publicity shots look like this, it don't look very good. This is not AI. This is one of his own official publicity shots from the music video.
We
didn't make that to, you know, accentuate the case or anything. That's from David. It's a lot of questions. Hopefully we have more answers maybe next week.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
To ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.